a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Hour number two underway here, the Midnight Rider, tonight here on RBN, also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network, on KU Satellite, on Galaxy 25 is the satellite, high above the surface of the Earth, that spins, and orbits the Sun, and the satellite set up there in geosynchronous orbit 22,500 miles above the surface of the Earth, beaming down the message of liberty, truth, and freedom. Want to say hello to everybody listening on a low-power FM or AM station around the country, and to everybody listening on licensed AM and FM stations across the country, as well as our affiliates. Thank you so much for being a part of the program, and want to say a special howdy to our affiliates and to our micro-broadcasters out there. The fact that you're there and you're carrying the program is big for us, makes our job so much easier of getting this message out to the masses, and you, every one of you, are indeed patriots, and I'm just so thankful that you guys are out there. It's open lines tonight. We're talking about the economy or anything else you want to talk about, but it's been primarily the economy. Big rate cut by helicopter Ben Bernanke today, 0.75% down to 3.5%, talking about another 0.5%. To knock it down to 3%. This is probably going to result in a sell-off of the dollar. Probably has doomed the dollar. That's okay. Embrace the Amero. You got to love it. And you've got companies like Bank America. 95% of their profit gone. I'm sad for them. Is gone. And stock market dropped 128 points today. Initially dropped over 400. And then Bernanke announced a rate cut. And the stock market finally rallied back just to finish down 128. But we are not out of the woods. This was a Band-Aid, a temporary fix to the markets. It is not going to save the dollar. Because really, basically, and I've been saying this for a long time now, basically anything they do to the dollar is going to cause it to fall. And the only other thing that's going to cause it to go up is if they were to raise interest rates. But they're not going to. And so the dollar is going to be further devalued. And you, like I said, you'll see the cost of oil begin to go up as well. And so that's what we've been talking about this hour on the broadcast. And the chat rooms are open at both MidnightRiderShow.com and at RepublicBroadcasting.org. Good conversations going on in both of the chat rooms. So feel more than free to pop in and say howdy and join one of the groups and have at it. We'll come back with more. We'll grab Mike in Austin and Justin in Tennessee on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
just the same. My head is spinning. She's got a way to keep me on her side. It's just a ride. It's never ending tonight with me. She'll be so exciting. I want her all for myself. The temptation eyes looking through my eyes. Oh, the temptation eyes. You've got to love me. Got to love me tonight. You feel it now. Tonight with me, she'll be so exciting. I want her all for myself. The temptation eyes looking through my mind. Oh, the temptation eyes. You've got to love me. Got to love me tonight.
All right, back here on the Midnight Rider, a little grassroots for you. What a great song. I love that song. Temptation Eyes. Ooh, that just, music calms the savage beast. And that's why I love having my tunes in there, because it's just calming and soothing. Having some good tunes to listen to always makes the night so much better and gives you like a break from the pandemonium and the chaos. That seems to be wrapped around us at all times these days. I mean, it's just everywhere. And so there we go. We didn't change format or anything like that. This is like a welcome to Top 40. It's Top 40 Patriot Radio right here. No, just a computer glitch, but that gave us the opportunity to hear some good tunes. So there we go. And I am all for that. The number if you'd like to join us tonight is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's go back to the telephone, talk to Mike in Austin. Mike, thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I tried to email you yesterday. I'm the gentleman from Oklahoma. But if you do or don't want to respond, I didn't know if I hit the right email button. But
I didn't get it. Try Mike at MidnightRidersShow.com.
Okay.
And because Mike had told me that I was expecting an email, and I looked and I didn't see it.
Mike, and then I used the circle A for at.
Yeah, the ampersand at midnight, MIDNIGHT show. Okay. .com or Midnight Rider Show, RIDER show. .com.
Okay, we'll do. And then just before the last break, I'll say this, that you kind of borrowed a phrase from me that I was thinking about insofar as what they're doing with the economy is they put a Band-Aid on a lethal hemorrhage, and it's not going to last very long.
Yeah, it's like somebody plugging a finger in a dike expecting to hold it.
Yeah, and so people need to prepare for that.
Oh, yes.
And a couple of things I'd like to bring up just because it might make people think about certain stuff. Over Christmas, I was up in Dallas and North Texas, and I was at one of these places. I got hiccups, pardon me, but
places
like Sam's Club or whatever, Wall Club or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. And if people were just to observe what's around them, we'd all be a lot smarter. Now,
sure.
When you walk into one of them places, there's only one door in and out of that whole place, which to me probably breaches fire code. But, mm-hmm. There's only one way in and one way out. When you look around at what they got in there, the thing that's not guarded and not under lock and key is Cristal champagne. And right. What is under lock and key is cigarettes.
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
Well, I mean, if people were just to observe what's going on, I don't think we'd be in the unfortunate prediction that we're in. And
well, that's in a nutshell, Mike. We stopped paying attention to things as a country, and we started taking a lot of things for granted and expected it was going to last that way and be that way, and that the government thought, and those who are in power think exactly the same way we do, and we found out that they're not. They're psychopaths or sociopaths that have been on our destruction.
And I got two more points, and then I'll let you get on to the next caller. For one, well, I got 3 points, I guess, because I am headed toward Oklahoma, and if you want to meet up with me, I'm a good guy to know, and I got resources up there, and we're going to be okay. But I'll say this, that the previous caller, that he was kind of asking you an answer insofar as inflation. The simplest way to put it is that inflation equals devaluation.
Right, exactly.
Now, he can just digest that and figure it out. It took me a long time to figure it out myself. And then as far as the economy and the strength of the dollar, there's no confidence anymore. This is what I said to you last night. And now my hand's shaking because I get a little bit nervous because I'm not a professional radio guy like you. But
neither am I. I don't get paid for this. Go ahead.
There's no confidence in the dollar because there shouldn't be confidence in the dollar.
Exactly.
I mean, they've done already ruined it, and they keep on printing the thing up, and I brought up M3 last night, and there's no balance point. There's no justification for any valuation of the dollar anymore. And so that's why inflation equals devaluation, and that's why no one knows what the hell a dollar is worth anymore, and that's why people are panicking worldwide. And this Band-Aid on the lethal hemorrhage that they occurred and made happen today, that's why it ain't going to last that long. And I figure I hope it lasts another 3 weeks because that's why I need to get out of town. And that's all I got to say, really.
I think it'll hold together for 3 weeks. I was saying this on my program this afternoon. Thanks for the call, Mike. And drop me a note. I'll look forward to talking to you. This could happen at any time. I mean, they could lower the boom at any time, but I think that they're going to wait and try to score as much of the wealth of this country as they possibly can.
Yeah,
they did the same thing during
the end game.
Yeah, they did exactly the same thing during the Depression. It took 2 full years for the Depression to set in, and they hung around and grabbed things at bargain basement prices. And just like I said last night, eventually what will happen when they get ready to blow it all up, they are going to contract the money supply, make it tight. It's going to be that yo-yo popping back up, and everybody is all going to go boom, just like they did before. Hey,
I agree with you,
same
sir,
old play.
You know, I'll try on that email, and if you want, you know, perhaps we can meet up. I know a lot of good folks in Oklahoma, that's where I'm from.
Yeah, sure. I look forward to talking to you.
Yes, sir.
You have a great night.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Justin in Tennessee, thanks for holding. Welcome to the show. Are you there, Justin?
Hey, how you doing, Midnight Rider?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
My pleasure is mine.
I spoke with you probably about a week ago about Endgame.
Right.
And kind of been doing some research since then, and kind of led me to this point now, and I'm just now kind of getting into the economic side of things, and especially with the news today, it kind of piqued my interest. But first, let me ask you a quick question, then I'll get to my real point. Is there a way that I can listen to your show on my telephone? Because I can't pick up the first half of your show for the first hour of my drive. I drive a long way from home at night. So I don't think that,
Mike, is there a dial-in number for RB in there? I know there used to be one set up, but I don't think it's set up anymore.
Okay.
But I will find. I'll have Mike find out and check. But there used to be one where you could dial into, and it cost you money to do it. You could listen to it. But I don't think it's set up now. Now I know some people who have like an iPhone. And they're like hacked iPhones actually, and they listen to internet radio on their iPhone.
Okay, that's cool. I'll have to check into that.
Second
point, what I really wanted to talk to you about was I understand your last caller was talking about inflation equals devaluation, and that's the first time that really hit me, and I understand that now. What I don't understand is, and you may have addressed this tonight, what specifically does lowering the interest rate do other than make it easier for, I guess, banks to borrow money? Is that what it is?
Well, yeah, it makes it easier for them to borrow money, and it still, and for the markets, it instills confidence in them to keep buying.
Why? And, I guess, you know, why is that? You know, why does Wall Street get happy every time they cut the interest rate? Because I heard that today.
Because a lot of these guys are borrowing money to buy stocks with. They're buying on margin. And so there's a lot of credit out there. These people are buying stocks like crazy. The same thing that happened in 1929 with the Great Depression, where the credit had been extended everywhere. These people are buying everything on margin, and then they snap the money supply back and cut the credit off, and these margin calls were made. The loans started to be calling due, and the bottom fell out. But these guys look at the low interest rates as meaning that the credit's cheap, and that there's the cost of doing business is less. Mm-hmm. And that's from my standpoint. I mean, I could be totally wrong about it, but from my standpoint, that's what I see.
Okay. And
they like the money cheap.
Yeah. The last point I have to say is I get on dig.com quite a bit, and there's some pretty ignorant people on there. And they are completely – well, I'd say about half the people that on Dig seem to favor your position and my position. And the other – I've even seen posts of people on there that think that, like, fiat currency, they say it's great. They think that, you know, Ron Paul's an idiot. This is – as Micy said, we are in a war of ideas. This is absolutely a very scary time to live in. And I just hope that our side prevails. And I don't know. Dig just wakes me up because this is the most tech-savvy, you know, one of the most tech-savvy, you know, sites on the internet. And even there, there's tons of infighting in between the people about, sure, you know, what to do about the country. So I can't imagine what people do, like, that just watch Fox News and, you know, all the garbage, you know, propaganda. You know, I just don't know. I don't know what's going to happen in this country.
You know, a lot of it, in my opinion, Justin, boils down to those who understand history and those that don't. I think that's what a lot of it boils down to.
I really am, and I've heard you say that, and I'm definitely interested in learning history. And since I heard your show, I delved deep into the military-industrial complex recently, and that was one of what Eisenhower said was an informed public would need to be. It would take an informed public to keep the military-industrial complex from, you know, getting to a point that's too big, and that kind of relates back to what you're saying about history. So I appreciate you allowing me to understand the military-industrial complex, even though I didn't understand it from you, but your show got me down that road, and I really appreciate that.
Thanks. Well, I appreciate you calling in and letting me know that that means a lot to me that we're having some type of effect. Justin, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. You have a great night. Keep looking.
Thanks.
How are we going to come back? That makes me feel good. That's why I've done this. It's so others wake up and find out what's going on. I mean, that's just folks. I've got chills going down my spine right now. That was just so cool. You know, you get goosebumps. Goosebumps. What? Not chills. I get goosebumps all over me. Back in a minute with more.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you'd like to join us tonight, the number 800-313-9443. We're talking about the economy. Anything else you want to talk about, just pick up the phone and give us a call. Chat rooms are open and going, both at republicbroadcasting.org and at midnightridershow.com. So feel free to pop in and join the chat in either place, or both. Some do both. And how they keep up... I mean, I know I have a a hard time keeping up with both rooms sometimes. But I sure enjoy the conversation though, because I get to look at them during the breaks and kind of see what everybody's talking about. And sometimes as we're going along, like last night, you know, so much information was flowing out of both rooms. Very, very cool. And that's what I like about interactive radio. And being able to talk to you guys on the phone is very, very cool. And it's like the triple threat. You know, you've got the chat room, and you've got the show itself, and you've got people calling in. That's very cool. And the multiple methods of delivery of the information is very cool. That we've, you know, we're utilizing technology. We're using the internet. Using satellite, using radio. It's amazing. And that's what we have to continue to do. I mean, we just have to take this to their own front yard. And every time they do something, we just smack them in the face with it and get the truth out. And just have to keep going. Ron Paul has, in some ways, can gloat. I know he's not happy about what is happening, but he's been talking about this for so long. And I think that he is, you know, this is an area that he's needs to really start focusing on. And in this debate coming up on Thursday night, he needs to hit this stuff hard. It is the economy, stupid. Get after it and nail it, nail it, nail it, nail it, nail it. And put it in a way that everybody's going to understand it. You know, and make it simple. Make it as simple as you possibly can. And in Florida, it's all or nothing for Rudy. For Rudy Putin. I think, what, we're like 4 or 5 days away from Florida. When is, don't remember the exact date. I think it's January 29th is the date. So we're like about a week away from that contest. Yeah, that's a Tuesday. So about a week away from the 29th and the big contest there. And I think it'll be over for Rudy there. He's pulling in third behind McCain and I think Romney. But it'll be interesting to see if Ron Paul picks up any Fred Thompson supporters. Thompson, I think down there was like around 11%, and had been polling at 11% nationally. He and Rudy Putin. So we'll just see how they do. Let's grab another phone call. Carol in Pennsylvania, thanks for being on the program.
Hello.
You're on.
Hello.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. You know, I talked to the guy from the seed plate. What's his name?
Tom.
Tom, yeah. He was on another show last Friday, and I called in, and he asked me to call him, and I did. And he's such a nice guy.
Yes, he is.
Oh, he's just heavenly. And then, of course, he got a new computer, and I tried to help him set up his audio card, but it wasn't any good. So he called me back the next day, and, I mean, he's really swell.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah, I haven't tried any of his stuff. I told him I would, but at the time, he didn't have anything. He was waiting for a shipment.
Right.
The young man, Justin, that called in.
Right.
God bless him. He is a sweetheart. And a little message for Justin. Justin, no need to worry. You can't change things by worrying.
No.
And, you know, I don't know. This is a cyclical thing, I believe. The power, you know, in things go up and they come down, and it should be on the good side now. The down, the ugly side's been here for over 100 years.
Right.
And it's time for a change, and the good is going to come. And I don't buy this that they're going to bring in the Amero, because it isn't going to change the money system. It's going to be the same. It's fiat junk. So why even bother?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, what it allows them to do, Carol, it allows them to roll the clock back 100 years and play the game all over again. And the average person would be none the wiser.
Well, I think there's too many people wise now. And I just don't buy it. You know, we have to look positive and know that these people are going down. They
oh,
are
yeah,
definitely
yeah,
going down.
We'll win in the end. In the end, we'll win. Will it be a year from now, 10 years from now, 20 years, 50 years? It doesn't matter how long. We'll win. We will win in the end.
I know, but I just can't fathom. I think they know that they're at the end of their tenure, because, look, how long has this been going on with the Bushes? 100 years?
Oh, at least. Hang on, Carol. We'll grab a break and we'll come back. We'll talk some more on the other side. If you want to join us here on the Midnight Rider, the number is 800-313-9443. Don't go anywhere. Final half hour around the corner.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
I can see why you think you belong to me. I never tried to make you think or let you see one thing for yourself. But now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. See, I thought that I might keep you for my own. Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
All right, back here on the Midnight Rider here on RBN. We're talking with Carol in Pennsylvania. Carol, go right ahead.
Yeah, you figure, how long can these people exist because they're inbreds? And, you know, eventually right. The inbreds die out. Another sect of people are quite inbred, and a lot of them are leaving one area to go live in another area so their children don't marry up with a family member, you know? But
right.
I can't remember the name of the German sect that died out. They kept getting shorter and shorter because they were inbreds. I mean, you got to look at Kerry and look at Bush. I mean, you can tell it, you know?
Yeah, same beady eyes.
Yeah, well, the ears. Look at Kerry's. Look at their ears.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and a lot of times they'll have gangly feet and hands.
Mm-hmm.
But with Kerry and Bush, you can tell just by their ears. And,
yeah.
Of course, not too swift.
No, not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Yeah, a few sandwiches shy of a picnic. I'm going to give you a little tip. Come springtime,
okay.
Plant a crab apple tree in the middle of your orchard with your apple tree.
Really?
Yes.
Reason being?
Well, it just helps the rest of the apples do better, and very, very fruitful tree.
Well, cool.
You can use that tree to make jelly.
Yeah, I've got a redbud I want to take out, so that would be a great place for it.
Well, you can't put it in there for 2 years. You don't plant a tree where you've removed one for 2 years.
Yeah, I want to take this one out. It's just, it's an ugly thing. And
yeah, but that ugly thing might bear good fruit.
Oh, well, no, I'm this redbud. This is the redbud I'm talking about.
Okay.
That's the one I want to get rid of. It's fairly close to the apple tree.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who the when they built this house, they stuck some of the craziest trees in here. I've got one that's leaning over at about a 15-degree angle,
uh-huh.
And it's about 50 feet tall, and it's got to come down because it's going to we're going to get a storm through here, and it's going to come down. Uh-huh. Been through, well, since we've been here, it's been through two ice storms, and it's endured 100-plus mile-an-hour winds about a half a dozen times.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's a healthy tree. That's the good thing about it, you know, that's what's kept it from falling down so far.
Uh-huh. It's like birch trees here. People plant birch trees, and they're so long and thin, they don't last too long.
Well, this is one that you can tell. What they do here, Carol, is they go in, and they just start clearing out trees. And it's obvious that when this tree was small, that it was under other trees, and it had to lean to get light. And so, it's just that way all the way straight up the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
But so that one's got to go, too. That's going to cost a chunk of money, but it would be a lot of firewood.
Uh-huh. I notice here, like, we've got pine trees that were small when we moved in here. They're really tall, and the wind has blown so hard that the tops would bend over and touch the ground.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, the news on my apple tree, she is in good shape. The branches within about 3 days popped right back.
Yeah, you only want about 4 branches on that tree anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so you'll get lots of big apples.
Right.
You know, but
yeah,
it'll work.
Well, good.
Okay.
Good deal.
All right.
So, crab apple tree close by. All right. That's on the list.
Yeah, that's one of the best trees you can put in for your apple trees.
Excellent.
And then I'll tell you how to make pectin so you don't have to buy the pectin out of the store that has MSG in it.
Yeah, I don't want any MSG.
Well, I didn't know that, but I just read that not too long ago where there's MSG in the pectin you buy to make jelly with.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was in the store the other day, and I walked by the aisle that had the canning supplies on it, and I picked a box up, and sure enough.
Yep. But you can make pectin out of any apple as long as they're not ripe, and you can can it and use it when you need it.
Excellent.
You know, and it's really simple to do, and I will tell you how to do it.
Well, it's beautiful that there's more than one way to skin a cat, isn't it?
Yeah, there's many ways to make yeast, too, without buying it.
Good. Well, we're going to do that show very soon. I'm going to call you probably tomorrow.
Okay.
And we're going to set the show up.
Uh-huh. I got a lot of goodies that I'm working on. There's so much. I think the time is now for the people to start hearing some of this so they know what to do.
Yeah.
And God bless Justin.
Okay. Yeah, bye-bye. Thanks, Carol. Yeah, Justin definitely made my night.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He made that just tickled me to no end. And the goosebumps are coming back just thinking about it. That's why, you know, when I decided I had to stand up and say something, that makes it worth it right there. If nobody ever says that to me again, that's worth it right there. And, you know, and I know we have some effect because I know people tune in every night. And the fact that you do, I mean, it humbles me like you have no idea. And it has from night one. Very first show I did had 16 listeners. And I've been amazed to have people come back night after night. Same people in the chat room night after night. And we add people. Some people, you know, hang around, come and go. But there's been a nucleus that have been with me the entire year and a half. And I'm amazed by it. And I'm humbled and I'm greatly appreciative of those who tune in. I mean, it blows my mind. It really does. And I'm thankful to each and every one of you who do listen. Those of you who've sent nice pieces of information, tidbits, to me, that, you know, the fact that you take the time to do that, that means a lot too. Even the feedback, the criticism I've gotten has been positive. And I like it. And I'm getting called on the carpet a couple of times. And it did come, turns out to be for my own good. Because I am certainly not faultless. Believe me, I got a bunch of them, and if you want to know them, I'll bring my wife down, and she can tell them all, too. Yeah, because she's got a laundry list. I'm just so grateful for each and every one of you. If you'd like to join us, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. It is time people get prepared. And you need to start looking at it. If this is something that you have put off, then you need to get going. It is time to get moving. You know, look. If you do this preparation and nothing happens, let's just play devil's advocate here for a minute. You go through this. This doesn't make you a loon. It doesn't make you a kook. It doesn't make you crazy. And I'm talking to new listeners because we got a bunch of them, and a lot of people are hearing us for the first time. And you need to save for a rainy day anyway. What happens if you have a terrible storm or a bridge washes out and you can't get to a store, and it may be a while before you can get to a store? You're ready. And you can feed your family and you can take care of your family. I mean, it's basic preparedness stuff. And then you extend it out so you're ready for long-term periods. I mean, people did this for years and years. This was standard operating procedure. People of Carol's generation, that's why she has all these tips that she's going to give us in a complete show. We may have to do more than one. Because of the fact that this is what the folks used to do. And so it got passed down and people learned it. The problem is that when everything became heat and eating out of a box, we forgot it. And we don't do it anymore. And we've got to relearn this stuff because we're going to need that information again. And it's vitally important that you get yourself ready and you're saving for a rainy day. You get your hand on some gold and silver if you can. But make sure that you've got something to take care of your family with as far as food is concerned. Don't forget toilet paper. And maybe, you know, get items that you're going to be able to trade something with. And it's that simple. You find out what your family, you know what your family likes to eat. Start buying those things. Start looking at the labels and see when things expire. You'll be amazed at how long some of this stuff will hold and how long it'll keep. But don't be, you know, I mean, there's no reason for you to get hungry and you're looking in the cabinet and all you got is Jack Mackerel and you hate Jack Mackerel. You know, a little planning will go a long way, and you're putting your money where your mouth is and go do it. It's one thing talking the talk, got to walk the walk, too. And a lot of people are going to think you're nuts and all that kind of stuff. That's fine. They're going to remember that you got food. They'll go, well, that person wasn't so dadgum dumb after all. It's like my dad. And I've said this before. When I was 18 years old, I thought my dad was the most stupid person in the world. I got about 30, and I realized Dad wasn't so dumb after all. Dad was pretty smart. Genius level, in fact. Because all the stuff that he tried to teach me that I wouldn't listen to because I was an idiot and didn't want to listen to Dad, all come back to haunt me. Every little thing he tried to teach me came back to haunt me. And I told him, I said, you know, you're not so stupid after all. And he must have laughed for 10 minutes over that. Because I know he had felt the same way, I'm sure, about his dad. And it's very cool. And that's the other thing, too, is you got to preserve your family relationships and those around you that you love. Don't let those go. You guys can agree to disagree. If you like, but don't let the love between, you know, don't let that get in the way of the love between people. Not whatsoever. And because that's your blood. Your family's your blood. And that's a great thing to have. and you love, because in the end, that may be all you have, is love. And that's the one key that we have that's going to let us win this, is the fact that we can love and they can't. Plain and simple. They don't have the ability to. They can tank economies. They can start wars. They can do a lot of destructive things, but they don't know how to create, and they don't know how to love. And that's where we have them beat. That's where we have them beat. They're jealous of us. They feel themselves to be superior, but in fact, they know themselves to be inferior. And that's the truth, folks. That's the disdain for us. That's where the hate exists. Because they want us beneath them so bad. And the only way they can do it is to get us under their foot. Because they can't compete when it comes to love and to mercy and to being fair and to being honest and being ethical. It means nothing to these people. And that's why they'll gladly go and ruin the lives of millions of people. While they'll let an economy tank, full well knowing what's going to happen. And they just do it. They'll just up and do it and just think, hey, that's fine with me. That's what they were taught. That's how they were bred. Carol's right, they're a bunch of inbreds. You got a pretty mouth. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. They're all inbreds, and as soon as they're born, they're taken from mama, the nanny, and the butler raises them off to the boarding schools and the finishing schools, and then the elite college. Same, it's the same for all of them. And they don't have the ability to love because they've never been loved themselves. It's been bred out of them. It's a sad, sad thing. I mean, you know, we've got an economy crashing. And what's George W. Bush doing? Dow down 128 points, mass pandemonium in financial markets all over the world. What's he doing? He's setting up a council on financial literacy so Americans will be literate about financial things. So we'll be educated about what's crashing us. Yeah, that's it. That's it in a nutshell. Nikkei index in Asia is up 256 points. The Hang Seng is up 1,350.78. And the Straits Times is up 56.90 today. And it looks like don't have... Let's see here. Europe is not open yet, so we'll find out there. Will in Missouri, thank you for holding. Welcome to the show.
Well, how are you doing tonight, Mike?
I'm doing great. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. I just got an email that I think will make everybody kind of just a little happy. We can go to sleep on a high note here.
Let's hear it.
For the folks that don't know, Benton County, Arkansas is the home of Walmart Corporation. It's
yep.
like one of the fastest growing metropolitan statistical areas in the nation.
Right.
And the Benton County Ron Paul meetup group tonight participated in the Benton County Republican Committee meeting. They held a straw poll down there, and there were 142 votes that were cast in this straw poll. Ron Paul took 52 of those and won it at 36.6%.
He beat Huckabee, huh, in his own state.
Mitt Romney came in second with 35 votes, took 24.6%. Mike Huckabee came in third, took 21.1%. John McCain came in with 20 votes for 14.1%. Rudy Giuliani pulled 4 votes with 2.8%. And Fred Thompson, although he's dropped out of the race, got 1 vote. That's how his followers are. They don't even know what's going on. He come in with 0.7%. So it was a 12% lead for Ron Paul tonight. in perhaps one of the most Democrat states in the union, and the Benton County is traditionally a Democrat stronghold, but Ron Paul is leading the way.
Oh, excellent. That sounds good.
I just
that sounds good. That's good news.
Isn't that good news?
That is great news. Well, thanks for brightening the night.
There you go.
Thanks. You have a good night now. Thanks
you
for
too.
The call.
Bye for now.
All right, we're going to grab a break, come back, final segment around the corner. Don't go anywhere. This is The Midnight Rider.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Final segment here tonight on the Midnight Rider. Final phone call, our tail gunner, Jim in Missouri. Thanks for waiting here on the Midnight Rider.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. That was good. That information that Will put out about Benton County, that was awesome.
That's a way to wrap a night up, isn't it?
Excellent information. And plus with the recent endorsements that have come out, the Roe from Roe v. Wade.
Yep.
That was incredible.
Former New Mexico governor endorsing Ron Paul, and a guy in for National Review Online, his name eludes me.
Yeah, he's got that financial company.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I haven't found this yet, but somebody said that Nolan Ryan at least has written a letter of endorsement, but I haven't verified that yet. but he has always backed Ron Paul because he actually lives in his congressional district.
Right.
So, and that's big time.
So, yeah, that's a big time guy you can bring out and take with you on the stump.
Well, if I can get that verified, I'm going to start visiting all the sports blogs around the internet and start telling everybody that.
There you go. There you go.
That open up some of these sports-minded people's eyes for sure.
Certainly will. Certainly will. That's a great idea, Jim.
And by the way, just to let you know, the micro broadcasting project is pushing forward, and I'll just keep you informed.
Excellent. That sounds great. Sounds good.
I know you're running out of time, so
yep.
I'll just turn it back over to you.
All right, Jim, thanks for the call, and you guys have a great
good
night.
Evening.
Yeah, the folks in Missouri are getting busy, and that's a cool thing. Everybody, you know, that's the thing. More and more people are starting just to realize, hey, I don't care. I understand we got to take this country back, and we got to start taking it back now. And it's just like a lot of the people I'm talking to are all about ratcheting up their efforts. And I feel... Me personally, I feel more of a duty to try to do a good show. I had technical problems in my afternoon show today, and it drove me crazy because I wasn't able to do the best show I could do, and it just drove me crazy because I hate that stuff. You know, because you can't focus on the business that you're about that day, and that's getting information to people and waking this country up to the fact of what's going on. And, folks, this economy crashing, it's not conspiracy theory. It's right here on our doorstep. It's fact. It's fact. And call me kook, call me loon, whatever you want to do. It don't matter. But it certainly doesn't change anything. So, you know, there you go. Deal with it however you want to. Because it's here. And it's upon us. How fast it goes down, I think that's up to them, unless we get busy and we wake up this entire country and say, hey, this is what's going on. Or we get a sufficient number of them that are going to get mad. Say, no, 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 no. Not with my kid's future, you don't. And that's what this is really about. There's a picture of Ron Paul holding a baby at a rally or something. And this little baby has got her hands and she's touching Ron Paul's face. And Ron Paul is just smiling and enjoying. He's got his eyes closed because she's got her fingers around his eyes. And I saw that picture and I thought, you know, that's the future. It's her future that we're fighting for. We're fighting for my kids' futures. We're fighting for their liberty. And we're fighting for their freedom. And in the end, that's what it's all about. We're fighting for them. So find somebody you love. And tell them that you love them. Let them know. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. Because they are indeed what we're fighting for, folks. Everybody have a great night. I love each and every one of you. We'll see you tomorrow night with more. God bless everybody.